The Polestar, which is owned by Seatrade, was stopped by local authorities in the Moroccan port of Agadir. Although the shipment of Dutch harbor-landed pollock it was carrying was legal, the Polestar appears on several international blacklists of ships involved in illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing. The Polestar had tried unsuccessfully to offload its pollock in Germany, where it was turned away by port officers. The story was reported by the online trade publication Seafood.com this morning. Since then, it's been hard to find anyone who will talk about it. That's partly because most of the parties involved are European, and the news broke after the end of the business day there. But others are trying to distance themselves from what could be an embarrassing incident. Executives at Trident Seafoods, whose pollock was on board the Polestar, wouldn't comment today, although it appears unlikely that Trident knew about the ship's blacklisting. The incident is also a tough one for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. In theory, that agency has jurisdiction over blacklisted ships in American waters, but it hasn't enforced that authority yet. Representatives of NOAA's International Division didn't return calls for comment today. Last month, while the Polestar was on its way from Dutch Harbor to Germany, NOAA coincidentally published a notice warning seafood companies about doing business with blacklisted vessels. Greenpeace ocean specialist John Hosevar is following the Polestar case closely, and he says that notice was an important gesture.
It was a little bit late, but it was a good step for NOAA to be informing industry that there is a blacklist, that there are vessels that they should not be working with. And in the future, now we'll hope that industry will be a little bit more proactive in ensuring that the vessels they do business with are legal.
The biggest loser in the Polestar incident may be the reputation of Alaska pollock. The fish is certified by the Marine Stewardship Council, which means that all stages of its journey from the Bering Sea to the seafood aisle of a grocery store are considered sustainable. Many major seafood vendors now require the MSC label on their products. But if certified pollock found its way onto a ship that was also carrying illegal fish, the integrity of that label could be thrown into doubt. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.